Dak Prescott obviously has mightily struggled in the last 9 games. From where we were sitting a couple of years ago thinking, holy crap, we've discovered the next Tom Brady, the random later in the draft pick that somehow is just going to skyrocket this thing to levels we haven't seen in years, to all of a sudden looking like a guy who was a 4th-round draft pick that the Cowboys didn't actually want to draft, and we're trying to trade anybody other than drafting him.
Paxton Lynch, Connor Cook, so on and so forth. Yep. So, yeah, what I want to do with you real quick here, Mr. McLaren, is let's just rapid fire go down the NFL. And I'm just going to start with the AFC East and work my way down here.
Cool.
And I'm just going to say the team. And would you rather have the Cowboys quarterback situation or these other teams?
Okay.
Miami, Ryan Tannehill.
That one's interesting.
I'll live with Dak over Ryan Tannehill.
And I would take Dak as well.
New England, Tom Brady.
Oh, would you take him?
Now, even for a 5-year window, I'd rather have Tom
Brady. I'd take him for a 2-year window.
Right.
I mean, right now,
I'm saying now and in the future.
All of a sudden, this receiver group would just be like, he'd be like, oh my God, these guys are great.
Yeah, suddenly, he'd make him look good. Jets with Sam Darnold. Brother, we can hit that one pretty quick and move on. Sam Darnold looks like he's going to be...
He looked pretty awesome. It's really early to tell, but I mean, the guy is a, you know, could have been number one overall. I'd go Darnold.
Looks like Broadway Sam to me. This one's interesting. Buffalo. It ain't Nathan Peterman anymore. That was short-lived and ill-advised. Josh Allen, number 7 overall pick. Strong arm. Mid-50s completion percentage of Wyoming.
At this point right now, I would take Dak over Josh Allen.
Certainly to win now, I would, even though Dak's struggling. And I think Allen's got bust written all over him. I mean, now, we'll see. Could be proven wrong there. Baltimore, where you have Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson waiting in the wings.
I'd probably take Joe Flacco. If you're getting Lamar Jackson with them.
Yeah, because you have a guy who's won in the NFL and a guy in Lamar Jackson who frankly, I think has a chance to be really, really good. Cincy with Andy Dalton.
I mean, Dalton's gotten him to the playoffs a few times, but he has not shown that he can get it done. I'd take Dak.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I think it's close. The Browns, Tyrod Taylor, kind of keeping the seat warm for Baker Mayfield to take over.
If it's Mayfield, I'm taking him. If it's Taylor, I'm taking Dak.
Honestly, I'm taking the Browns situation, period.
So
I think Taylor's better than he's given credit for.
He is, and I'm a Mayfield guy. I do think he's going to be successful when he gets the opportunity, and I would take him for sure.
Pittsburgh.
I mean, yeah, I'll take Big Ben.
Big Ben, and then they, you know, we'll see what if Mason Rudolph ever gets a chance, but they at least have a backup that... they're groomed to be the eventual successor. Jacksonville, former number 3 overall pick, Blake Bortles, who is kind of...
he's almost like Dak in a sense. He doesn't have a lot of great receivers. Now, I think he can throw it down the field probably a little better than Dak can, but he has to have that stud running game and a really good defense. And he's a game-managing guy where you say, don't turn it over.
Yeah, and obviously you don't pick a guy number 3 overall to be a bus driver. But that's what he's become, and I agree with you. They're very similar. Quite frankly, I'd rather have Dak just because
the contracts
are different. Although, you know, we'll see what that looks like in a year from now. Andrew Luck back for Indy.
Yeah, I'm taking him. I'm taking Luck all day.
Deshaun Watson, that's a short conversation, even though he's, you know, struggled in his return week 1. But yeah, that he was... He looked like one of the, I don't know, it's funny though. You know, I was about to say he looked like one of the best rookie quarterbacks we've seen in a long, long time. And you know who was the best rookie quarterback we've seen in a long, long time?
Very true.
It was Dak Prescott. Another one, by the way, was RG3, who suffered a knee injury as a rookie and has not been the same since. But still, you're going to Deshaun Watson. Marcus Mariota in Tennessee.
That's another interesting one. Now, he got banged up last week. I tend to think he's got a little something. And obviously, he was a top 2 draft pick, number 2 overall. I would probably go Mariota over Dak.
Mariota hadn't proven anything either. He's had a longer time to do it. Dak has at least won. I'm going to give Dak the edge there. Unproven, but boy, his week 1 start was awfully impressive.
It was.
And we've seen a lot of them here because we watched the Big 12, Pat Mahomes in Kansas City.
See, I wonder in this offense with these receivers if Mahomes would look as good as he did. Having Tyreek Hill and a guy that he can just... He's got guys that fit what he does.
You know
really,
what,
really well.
What does Dak do better than Mahomes? Tell me one thing. He sure doesn't throw the deep ball better.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, Mahomes can throw it 80 yards downfield on a dime. Mahomes had the little wheel route to his fullback was a beautiful touch pass 35 yards downfield.
Not quite the same runner that Dak is.
Honestly, I think Mahomes is as athletic as Dak.
Yeah, I think so. Just a different style.
Yeah, he's more, I mean, he's Favrian to me. I'm not saying
the upside feels higher for that.
I'm going Mahomes. Okay. It's not a tough call for me. Case Keenum.
I'm taking Dak. I'm sorry. I know Case Keenum. And again, he's the Blake Bortles guy, right? Like, as long as he doesn't turn it over and you've got a run game and a solid defense, Case Keenum can do some things for you.
Yeah.
I'm still taking Dak.
Okay. I'm not necessarily going to argue that one strongly, although I'll point out that Case Keenum's fresh off.
He was very good yesterday or on Sunday, and he was very good last year.
Exactly. Of course, he was nobody until then.
Yeah. So
Philip Rivers, that's a short conversation. You know, we can argue if we want to talk long term. We don't know how much longer Rivers is going to last. This is an interesting one.
Mm.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr almost has a little bit of Dak in him, right? In the sense of he was really, really good, got paid a ton of money, and then last year just kind of fell off, and he was not good the other night against the Rams.
Derek Carr, to me, is the warning for the Cowboys. Don't be in a hurry to marry a quarterback, okay? And I'd rather have Dak than Derek Carr because they're both struggling, and one's already got the huge contract, and you're married to him. I'd rather have the one that you can move on from if you need to. Alex Smith in Washington. Come on.
I'm taking Alex Smith.
Yep.
Yeah. Obviously Carson Wentz.
Not even a conversation. Yeah. Eli.
I'm taking Dak.
I'm taking Dak too because Eli is
end of his
near
career.
The end and they do not have a succession plan in place.
And
as great as Saquon Barkley is, not drafting Sam Darnold might haunt that franchise.
Can you imagine Eli throwing to the receivers they have here? Because last year when he lost his guys and Marshall went down and Beckham went down, he wasn't any good.
Yeah.
And they didn't have anybody for him to throw to and he was not good.
Right. Green Bay, short conversation. I think that Aaron Rodgers guy's pretty good.
I'd do that straight up, sure.
Kirk Cousins, you like that?
I'd take Kirk Cousins.
Okay, you like that. Trubisky in Chicago.
I'm thinking I'd take Trubisky.
Yeah.
He left a little for last year, but again, what'd they do? They went out, they got him weapons, they got him a creative offensive play caller.
Looked great in the first half last week, didn't do a whole lot in the second half, but... At this point, I'd probably go Trubisky, Matthew Stafford, the pride of Highland Park, or Dak.
Man, I just my immediate thought is Stafford, but then you wonder, he's never really won anything.
No.
He can sling it, and he's had really good wide receivers around him, and he still hadn't been able to run it. I mean, to win it. Part of it, you wonder, what if he had the receivers in Detroit with Zeke as his running back?
Yeah,
and the Cowboys offensive line.
How would he do if he ever actually had a running game?
Yeah, and an offensive line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd go Stafford, again, that's he's getting paid an awful lot of money. Tampa Bay.
Fitzpatrick?
Well, that's going to be a fascinating situation. Man. Obviously, Fitzpatrick lit it up in week one. If he plays well these next 2 weeks, do they even go back to Jameis Winston? But let's just say Jameis Winston or Dak.
I'd take Dak.
I'd take Dak, too, because Winston, Dak, at least you're not going to have drama and... ridiculous off-field distractions. And being married to Jameis Winston is terrifying.
And the one thing, I mean, even last week, for the most part, Dak does not turn it over a lot.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a pick last week.
Yeah.
He had the fumble, obviously, at the very end of the game. He was trying to make something happen. But Jameis Winston's an interception machine.
Yeah. Cam Newton, short conversation.
Yeah,
Drew Brees, slash even Teddy Bridgewater. They've at least got a post-Breeze possibility in place there.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan.
I'm thinking it's Sarkisian. I mean, the dude.
Well, that's the thing. Matt Ryan with Kyle Shanahan, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
Matt Ryan with Sarkisian as his offensive coordinator has been ugly.
He has not been good. He's like Dak. I mean, he just hadn't been good. He's got this sample size where whatever they're doing in Atlanta right now is not working for the quarterback.
Well, and again, if you want to, if you want to argue that one, it's okay. How would Dak look if he has Julio Jones?
Well, he might look, he might look a little better. Yeah. Julio Jones might catch that pass on fourth down that was a little high.
Well, a lot of high, but he still might catch it.
Okay, all right.
He still might catch it. I think you got to go. You got to go, Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
there,
you
but,
do. You have to.
Yeah. Goff with the Rams.
Goff.
Yep. And it's funny because I remember, when Dak was a rookie, it was, man, the Cowboys got the best quarterback in this draft.
Yeah.
And the number one overall pick's really struggling. And now
that changed.
You get rid of Jeff Fisher, suddenly Goff, with this young, really sharp offensive mind as the head coach, and Sean McVay, looks like a totally different player, and his career's taken off.
You get rid of Mr. 8-8, who can't really get it done.
I'm just saying, coaching matters, especially when it comes to quarterbacks.
Imagine
we
that.
Just mentioned it with Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
We just mentioned it with Jared Goff. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, after those few games last year, you're taking Garoppolo. After what we saw on Sunday, you're wondering if the 49ers have a little Derek Carr disease going on there.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating. I would go Garoppolo, but there might be some buyer's remorse, and that'll be interesting to see.
He was not good.
No, but having said that, the Vikings defense is good. So,
Carolina defense is good. So
not a corner.
Well, no, fair.
Arizona, where they've got Bradford keeping the seat warm for Josh Rosen.
I'm taking Dak over Bradford. I don't know what Rosen's going to bring. We haven't had to see him in NFL action yet, so I think Rosen's going to be okay. But right now, just from the unknown, I'm taking Dak.
Yeah, and that's one of those where you're saying Dak right now over their starter, future, Rosen was a top 10 pick, and we'll see about that.
Hmm.
And Seattle, Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking Russ.
And so, I mean, we can count on one hand the number of teams. There are a few toss-ups, but we can count on one hand the number of teams where we can say with confidence right now you feel better about the Cowboys quarterback situation.
Which, honestly, the way that he's played over the last nine games is kind of where you would put him.
Yeah.
I mean, with an offense that's been this bad, he's bottom 10 right now for sure.
So let's just eliminate all conversation about a potential contract extension for Dak before this rookie deal's up. Let's just hush on that.
You have to show something like he did his rookie year, and whether it's with a dominant offensive line and Zeke getting 1,800 yards, whatever it is, you can win that way fine, not turning the ball over and managing the game. But if they can't get back to that this season, then next year, it's probably Dak's last year in Dallas.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I think it's much more likely that the Cowboys spend a first-round pick on a quarterback than they give Dak a big contract extension this offseason.
Well, if they end up going where they're drafting a quarterback high and they're like 4-12 again, 5-11, something like that, the whole organization, I mean, you blow out the entire coaching staff and you really start from scratch and figure out. And then that guy, whoever it is that comes in, can either look at the tape on Dak and say, I can work with this, or say, we got to go get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out